Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norman. I hope you get this message. Norm, I want to tell you a story. When I was a teenager, my parents bought me a new mattress. My old mattress was worn out from my rocking hips as I masturbated my way through my teenage years. In those days, a bed consisted of a box spring that was filled with springs and a mattress that was placed on top of the box spring. My box spring was in good condition. Norm, on the day the mattress was delivered, everyone stood in my bedroom as the delivery men removed the wrapper and placed the mattress on top of my box spring. One of the men asked if he could have my mattress. My mother said he could have it. The man asked for a pair of scissors, and then when he had the scissors, the delivery man cut the stained top cloth layer off the mattress. The top of my mattress was covered in cum stains. They were not semen stains, I was a virgin. They were vaginal discharge stains brought on whenever I engaged in private masturbatory solo flights. Since I can remember, I have experienced heavy rainstorms between my legs whenever I imagined myself taking a long wide dick. Norm, for a couple of days I found the mattress to be ideally suited for me. Until it wasn't. On the second night, I felt my bed moving about while I lied atop it. Norm, on the third night, I heard a tearing sound and then I felt something plow its way into my tight asshole. Before I had a chance to react, I realized my luxe shithole was being bored out and occupied by a huge hard cock. But how? Why? In just under a minute, I was coming in moaning and moaning and coming. Someone was inside my new mattress. They were naked and lying on their back, dick side up, ready to conquer and destroy the entire length of my hungry anal cavity. This person's monstrous dick went in and out of my throbbing shithole hundreds, if not thousands of times. And then as quickly as it had started, it stopped. I was soaked in sweat and my asshole hurt. Jism flowed out of my crap hole because this horny sick person had overfilled my large colon. There were puddles of semen all over my new Serta Sleeper Princess mattress. Norm, I heard another tearing sound, and then in the darkness of my bedroom, I saw the big-dicked individual tear his way out of the side of my new mattress. Norman, the bastard threw himself headfirst through my bedroom window. I hated this fucker, but in a certain way, I loved him too. The afterglow of my anal orgasm stayed with me for 4 hours. And even today, I think about that moment often. Norm, I glued cotton balls into the hole that the man's dick had made as it drilled its way through my mattress and into my pooper. While I was repairing the dick hole that had been drilled into my bed by the man's cock, my telephone rang. It was a wrong number, but while I had the person on the phone, he told me about something that had happened to him. He said,
"When I was a kid, I was jumping up and down on a neighbor's backyard trampoline. At some point, I came down and my body tore through the fabric of the trampoline. My body didn't go all the way through the trampoline. Just my feet to my waist went through the fabric. At some point, I felt someone pull off my sneakers and socks. And then at that moment, this person cut my pants and underpants off using scissors. And then this individual fingered my balls and they blew me. And they reamed out my asshole too. When I came, I fell through the trampoline and I fell to the ground. One of my socks was sticking to my dickhead. Whoever gave me head used one of my socks to wipe up my cum. There was a Stretch Armstrong doll lying next to me. I think this twisted individual used one of Stretch Armstrong's legs to sodomize me. I was scared, so I ran to my house with my sock still clinging to my dickhead. As I ran, one of my shoes hit me point blank in my forehead. It came out of nowhere. I still have a lump on my head where my shoe made contact with my skull."
I never told my parents what had happened. However, I thought it would be good to tell you. I know you have a shitload of female listeners. Girls, if ever you get a new mattress delivered to your house, make sure there's no one lurking inside it. You could take an enormous dick to your stink star. I did. One more thing, I walked bull-legged for 3 months thanks to the asshole impalement I took. Now I must go. Norm, I call all the time, but you never call me back. What gives? Can you please excuse me? I want to smoke some high-quality weed while I massage my clitoris using my pointer finger and middle finger. Of course, I'll be doing all of this while I lie atop my deceased grandmother's piss and nicotine-stained old bed. Oh. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, Norm Augustinus.
Pardon me, fuckstick. So I'm cutting the crotches out of chicks' panties that I've recently fucked. Now, why am I cutting the crotches out? Because I let the sun dry out the crotches for about 7 days on a piece of a wooden fence that I have. It's kind of a flat part of the wooden fence. And I put the panties there and I let the sun dry it out. Gets really rock hard where the cum is, where the vaginal juices have dried. And I'm cutting it out. I'm in the kitchen, and as I'm cutting it out, I'm putting it into this little tiny thing that grinds anything into dust, into kind of a powder form. And the reason I do that is because I snort the ground up panty that's got to cum on it, and urine and vaginal juices. I snort it, and people don't believe this. But if you want to get high, if you want to fucking leave this plane, you do something like this, honest to God. I grind up the crotches, the cum's in there, my jism, her vaginal juices that dripped out of her sugar walls, urine stains, shit stains, there's pubic hairs, there's perspiration, and then I put it on the fence out in the backyard, the wooden fence. It's got like 3 long horizontal pieces, just a section, and I put it on that and dry them all out. Then you put in this thing that grinds anything you put into it, into a dust, into a powder. And once you have the powder, you snort it. And you're going to say, why would you do that, Norm? Why wouldn't you try to do that? It's something new. Why wouldn't you try to do something like that? Because you don't know what could happen. If vaginal juices have been around here since the days of the cavemen, or longer, I don't know how long, and semen and everything been around here, who's to say if you don't grind that up, turn it into a powder form? I mean, look at this stuff. It's used to create people. This juices. It's used to create people. It's like this wonder juice. Who's to say the wonder juice, this is what I thought, wouldn't give you even more. You couldn't extract even more. Sure, you got some bitch, some big jugged slut that's going to come out of that from a pregnancy, and she's going to want and want and want. But I mean, look what it could do. It created that slut. And now you can create this dust. And I snorted it. This was some time ago. And I've been snorting it ever since. Even if it doesn't get you off like it does me mentally, it's like cocaine, I guess. At least you have snorted somebody's pussy, and it's in your nose. It makes you feel good. It empowers you. They talk about empowerment all the time. You're empowered by this dust, ground up vaginal drops, vaginal juices that is hardened inside a crotch, the cotton ventilated panel. It's all dried up in there. With a semen, with a jism, my 2-part epoxy, and you snort it. There's something really empowering about that. It just is. You think, wow, I got something from her. I actually have something physically tangible from her. It wasn't just me sucking her tits. You can't get the tits. You can't bring them home. It wasn't just me stroking her pussy. I can't take that home with me. It wasn't me just thumbing her shithole or anything like that. I have something here and equals an actual kind of a product. Something that I can clutch onto and snort. Let me tell you something, man. It's like nothing you've ever snorted before. If you've ever snorted anything, people come over and shit, and you say this to them. They think you're strange at first. Do you want to snort some pussy? And they say, what are you talking about, snort some pussy? Got a chick in there? Is there a chick back there chained to your bed or something? No, it's not like that. You want to snort some pussy, the remnants, the traces from her pussy. Do you want to snort that now? And then I bring it out. I got it in a Tupperware container that's only about 1 inch high. It's made for sandwich meat, slices of sandwich meat. And I say, do you want to snort this? And they say, yeah. Okay, so let's snort some pussy. And it's really a conversation piece. They go back to work. They go anywhere. I snorted pussy over the weekend with Norm Augustinus. How did you do that? You should try it. It's not a joke. The next time you're pumping your slut, your big overweight, big ass slut that somehow you had were born to fucking pay for the entire duration you're here, born to pay her bills, born to feed her, born to buy her clothes and cars and homes and trips. I don't know how that works exactly. Somehow that, you've got this. You want to snort some pussy. You got all that. You got nothing. You ain't snorting no pussy. I'm snorting the pussy. But if I knew you, I'd let you snort the pussy. And if it's winter, we go out and ice fishing and shit. And we do all kinds of stuff in the shanty and fish and shit like that. We do that. You'd see what a real life could be for you. You don't have that real life now. You're just waiting now for a directive from some slut. Some goddamn big gashed whore that's waiting for you to bring the money home. Here's your next directive. Do this, do that, do that. It's gone on so long, you don't know you're being manipulated and controlled. Let me ask you this. Where is even one of your fucking friends used to know? You don't know where they are. She don't allow them there because they would awaken you to what's going on. They would be demonstrative and show you, illustrate to you what's happened to you and what she really is. She doesn't want that around. That's why it's one of the first fucking things a woman does is dump all your friends. Dumps them. That's not where I want to go with this. I want to tell you something that's kind of bizarre. That's just me warming up my voice. Sometimes my voice is really raped. I smoke a lot of buds and shit from Pecaning Paralyzer. This shit is 97% THC, and I snort so much that I actually can lose my voice. And I sound like fucking, I don't know what I sound like, Jane Pittman. I think she was like 108 years old. I have a voice like her after doing that, and I've done that to my voice now. Please excuse me. So I'm grinding up the fucking crotches and turning it into powder so that I can snort it. I think they could sell this shit. I don't know if people would be turned on or turned off by it, knowing they're snorting the juices from some chick's pussy. Now, the only way you can do that is you'd have to sew a gorgeous bitch on the bottle. You couldn't do that if the chick was 260 pounds and she was black waiting for food stamps. That just wouldn't sell. So I'm grinding this shit up. And I'm making it more for myself. Personal consumption for personal consumption only. And I happen to look out the window. Now, I live on 100 acres. And I got 1 acre that's just an area that I keep really tended nice, short grass, because I use it as a takeoff and landing platform for my ultralight aircraft. I've been flying for years. I've got a private pilot license too, a sports license for ultralight aircraft. And I'm looking out the window. As I'm grinding up this shit, and I got this coolest machine, I'm grinding it up, I got some fucking music on, I'm feeling really good, I'm in control of me, I own me, whatever I do is my actions, it's not dictated by some outside source, which makes no fucking sense at all on how you're supposed to spend your day or your life. And I look out the window, and when I look out the window, what do I see? I see this. I see smoke signals. You're going to say, that's ridiculous. Those are clouds. No, it wasn't clouds. I see smoke signals. Now, how could they be smoke signals when I live in the middle of nowhere on 100 acres in a state that has 160 million acres of forest? It's all protected until they say otherwise and put whatever they want to put on it. That's probably a misnomer to say it's protected land. But I live on my property goes right to the protected line, the actual property line of 160 million acres of woods. It travels all the way up to the Upper Peninsula, which you could never go to, and I advise you never to go there if you don't know what you're doing. Told you, I go. Now, if you want to fuck, no problem. There's lots of Finnish chicks up there, and they'll fuck all the time. They, whatever you are, they'll fuck you. You're at McDonald's, you go to Burger King. The slightest innuendo you make with regards to fucking, you'll be fucking in a toilet. You'll be fucking in her junky-ass F-100 that was made in 1962. You'll be fucking in that. It's got a cab over the back, pickup truck area. You'll be fucking in that. That's how horny they are, because not a lot of good quality men go up there. Just other people. Maybe people like you go up there and they have to fuck what they can fuck. But you'll get a lot of pussy up there. If you go up there, it's easy. Just make some innuendo, some silly thing. Say there's some slut working the counter. You're in the middle of nowhere in the Upper Peninsula in some city. And you're up there. And you're checking in. And you start saying something like this. Are the beds really soft? She said, oh, yes, they're very soft, sir. And then you say, Do the springs make a lot of springing sounds during certain conditions? And she says, of course they do. And you say that to her. Then you say, is there kind of a fan in there to cool you down? Yes, there's a fan in there. And then you say, is there a fan inside the bathroom? Why do you want a fan to be inside the bathroom? She knows the answers to all this because you want a fan in there because you've got her bent over on the fucking seat in the bathroom, on the sink, and you're banging around from the rear, stinking up the fucking place, and you want that fan on. You're banging around the bed and it's singing out its musical tunes that beds do with springs in them. They're actually creating a music on another plane. The fucking sound, the squeaking sounds of the music, the springs going, it turns chicks on. Did you know that fucking in the sound like this, they hear this? It's a turn on to a chick. She's heard that sound since she was 11 fucking years old as a dick's going in and out and in and out. And she's flipped around and takes a dick there, in and out, in and out. She's heard it. Sometimes all you got to say in the UP, if you're up there, if you're standing there and she's writing something, you're not in a hotel, you're not in a motel, maybe you're at some fucking restaurant or there's a junkie-ass restaurant, I might add, and she's there standing there with her order pad and her pen. And you do this. She hears bed springs, it turns her pussy on, it starts goddamn dripping, her nipples get rock hard, and she wants to fuck the night away with you. That's how it is in the Upper Peninsula. If you want pussy, go up there. But if you don't know what you're doing, you could be killed. I mean, I went to a McDonald's once. There was 10,000-20,000 flies in McDonald's, and they didn't even notice it. When I went in the toilet, it smelled like shit, and there was an inch of water on the floor with toilet paper in it, floating in it. I said something. She says, yeah, that happens all the time. It didn't even bother them. They just trudge in the water, and they take a dump, and they take a leak and go back to the counter with 100,000, 200,000 flies. They're just not aware of things going on around them. Go up there. So I look out the window, and I see smoke signals. And what are the smoke signals? And I know they're smoke signals because I'm very knowledgeable in a lot of things because I don't live the life you live. They're smoke signals. And who would be sending me smoke signals? Well, that's Running Flaps. Running Flaps is the Apache Indian I met up here. She lives in the woods, very dense woods, so close the trees are, you can't walk between them. That's how old growth these fuckers are. She lives in the woods with an Apache tribe. An Apache tribe came here, I don't know when, from out west, when all the big, jugged white whores with their floppy, loose cunts were going out west a long time ago to try to find a new life. Bouncing around their fucking, their caravans, bouncing around their wagon trains, wagon trails, and the Chisholm Trail and all that, looking for a new life. They're out there coming, and they're coming and killing Indians, coming and sucking and fucking, and throwing their goddamn rags out the wagon on the side of the trail. They found rags with blood in them, antique rags, that they used with just cloth. They'd stuff it in their fuckhole, and they'd throw the rag out while they were heading out west to whatever they thought they were going to. But they didn't want to fucking bump into an Apache, so they had them all fucking killed. That's why they're all gone today. That's why they came to Michigan. White sluts, white concubines going out west to find a new fucking life, and they had to suffer. They had to take the pain, take the extinction that happened. And they came to Michigan. They're out there in their wagons, man. They're coming and shit. You have any idea what the suspension was on a fucking wagon when they were going out west in the early days to populate it, go to San Francisco and shit, when the goddamn entire acre was like a penny? They're going out there and they're coming. The moans and the coming and the coming and the moans. Those people are all dead now. A friend of mine living out there, his name is Jim Atkins, a guy I know. He says there's a thing goes on. If you go out in the desert, that desert by the Chisholm Trail, you can hear chicks moaning. They're moaning and coming and fucking. You know what I'd have done? As soon as she started bitching, because there was no law, I'd have thrown her off the fucking wagon. One fist to the face and thrown her off to the wagon. And as she fell off, I'd snag her clothes off. And she's naked now on the Chisholm Trail so the Indians can eat her up. That white bitch, man. Big, loose, fucking sloppy cunt. It's not fair. White woman comes in this country, she's got a nice tight cunt. By the time she dies, you can put a baseball glove in her fucking cunt, and you want to marry it. I gotta have that, man. A big fucking cunt stretched out, goddamn, hey, the baseball mitt, put it in there. I don't know why I can't get her off. I remember used to date a chick a long time ago. Her fuckhole was so big when I was on top of her, it must have been really insulting. I would take my pointer finger and middle finger, I'd go in between us while I was fucking her, honest to God, go down and try to pinch off her cunt with my pointer finger and middle finger. You know how hard it is to squeeze cunt lips closed, like with your pointer finger and middle finger? It's like you had kind of scissors, but thicker, and you're trying to pinch off her cunt because I couldn't come, man. I couldn't come. What's the point? You're supposed to come. That's the point of doing it. If you're not coming, you're not doing something right. Something's out of order. Who wants to get involved in shit like that? Nobody. So they all moved out west, and they scared, and they made the Indians go, and they came to Michigan, where there's 180 million acres of forest, and they populated this area. Did you know this? There's an actual reward out. It's over $150,000 now. If you can get a snapshot of an Apache encampment with the teepees, with flames coming from the fires, with Apaches walking around, they know they're here. If you can get that picture, you get $150,000-some, and they can check it out. But they're here. I know they're here. I hear the drums. I see the flickering flames at night. I spend as much time in the woods as they do because I'm living basically in the woods away from people like the fuck you. Or at least your wife. Not you. I like you. And I do that. So that's why they went to the West. That's why they were in the West. That's why they came to the East. And the Apaches is here. There's a reward here. And I met Running Flaps one day when I was out in the woods on my Argo Frontier, six-wheel drive fucking ATV. Bought the Argo Frontier. It was basically junk. Goddamn thing's got a fiberglass top, two bench seats, an 18-horsepower engine. It's got a clutch on it. It's really cool. You pull two handles. They're not that great. They're not that fast. They're not that maneuverable. But mine is quicker because I bored out the piston heads, the cylinders, and I put on bigger rings. I attached nitrous oxide, and I did some rigging to the carburetor. It's much quicker. It was underpowered. I got that. So I see these smoke signals, and I know that it's Running Flaps. I met Running Flaps when I was on the Argo Frontier one day, and she just appeared. I mean, when I say appeared, I'm not shitting you, appeared. I thought it was a gag at first. And why did I think it was a gag? Because she was wearing a leather mini skirt. When she moved around, I saw she had leather panties on. Her tits were enormous and are enormous. The most beautiful complexion you've ever seen with black fucking hair. Everybody copying Kim Kardashian. I'm looking to the real thing. I don't want some slut like that. I'm looking to the real thing. Beautiful. She smiled, even her teeth. Everything about her. What's beautiful about her is she lives off the land with her Apache tribe people wherever the fuck they are. They're not going to stores. They're all natural. You get into that cunt, you've got something good, man. It don't smell like a dying, decaying fucking fish or something like that. Her pussy's beautiful. It's gentle to the smell. That's Running Flaps. I met her. She just appeared on top of me one day when I was doing fucking, I was looking for pussy scalps, which are worth about $5,000 or $10,000 a piece. There's pussy scalps buried all over Michigan. That's when the fucking Indians would come in. They'd scalp some gorgeous fucking blonde-haired girl hanging clothes on a clothesline next to her log cabin, and her husband's out looking for food, and they'd scalp her cunt and keep that cunt. And it built up. They used it like money for fucking the military at one time. And they could pay in pussy scalp. Now, wouldn't you like a pussy scalp from a fucking 19, 18-year-old, 17-year-old chick that an Apache or whatever type of Indian, Arapaho, whatever is here in this state or was here? Wouldn't you like to have that and hold that? Put a hole in it and fuck it? Yeah, man. I have done that. And you could do that too. It's going to be worth a lot of fucking money one day. Apache scalps, even more than they are now. There'll be $50,000-$100,000 for a scalp taken off of a woman's pussy when she was an early settler in Michigan. Big, delicious fucking jugs, giant fucking cans, delicious ass cheeks, unbelievable tight asshole and tight cunt, wasn't bored out and used for a sex instrument. At one time, people thought of the cunt as a place where a baby came out of. Today, they've erased that from everybody's mind. Now the cunt's a play toy. And the tits no longer are for milk. The tits are for your enjoyment to put your cock in there and blow your load over both of them. There they are, Mountain 1 and Mountain 2. Look at the snow-covered tits. That's your jism. That's what they got you thinking now. So that's how I met Running Flaps. and I fucked many times with her. One time I bent her over a tree stump that was just inviting me. I bent her over a tree stump. I pulled down her leather panties. I pulled up her leather skirt. You should have saw this pussy. It was incredible. All natural pussy and tight. I mean, really tight. When you're fucking it, you prayed to God that she didn't come because you wanted to go to the asshole too. That's what you're trained to do in America. That's because that's what you're subject to having, these old slots. And I prayed to God. I said, please don't let me come. Please don't let me come. I don't want to have to go to the asshole. Please don't. I want to blow my entire load in this beautiful cunt, this piece of art that should be in a museum. Just bend her over and put her on something and feed her every day, three times a day, and she sits there. And occasionally you push in a fucking toilet, take the toilet away and wet wipe her ass with a wet wipe, and then you keep her. She's like in a museum piece. Just keep on banging. And I said, please, God, I don't want to come. I want to come in this cunt, not in the asshole. I mean, it's not holy there. I want to come in the cunt. It wants it. It needs it. Chicks need semen because it's a natural antidepressant. You probably didn't know that. Look it up. They don't push that because it makes it look like a chick's got to have cum. They always have to push him as you're optional. You're not optional. You're in every way. You're needed desperately. Desperately to the point of sickness. And always remember that. It's not a joke. I remember banging her over this tree stump and I thought, wow, what the shit in hell is this? What world am I fucking in? The best thing you've ever seen. Even better than your sister and all that other shit or whoever you're dating. All these goddamn American sluts and whores looking around to get theirs, flying to the east, flying to the west, going north and south, taking every fucking mass transit they can. There's got to be a dick for them there. There's got to be a treasure chest of money there. There's got to be the promised land there. They're looking and looking and looking, and they wake up and they're now an old bag of shit living in public housing. My food stamps. That's how they talk. Wait, my food stamps. Where are they? That's how they're talking. So that's how I met Running Flaps, and occasionally she shows up and we fuck. It's incredible. Let me tell you something. You know how you've been with your skag and she's got her panties wet? Big deal. That's nothing. When you fuck Running Flaps, she's got leather panties on. Okay, your shit goes through your panties. Big deal. You know how wet I make women? You know how wet I make Running Flaps? It goes right through her leather panties. Now, that's almost an impossible feat. You can't have jism that can seep through leather, an eighth-inch thick piece of leather, a deer hide, and it can go through that leather and come out the other side. That's how turned on. That's how horny Running Flaps is for my 15.5 pounds of fucking meat. Honest to God. It's a destroyer. You know I get chicks all the time write me. I get chicks that say, I live in Michigan. Where do you live? I'd like to stop by. I don't want you stopping by. If you're a size 3 or a 5, you got big jugs, you're thin, and you got normal ass like they had in the 70s and all that in the 60s, I might think about you then. But otherwise, no. I don't want no fat mountain of pus, some big fucking mountain of fat. I just don't want that by some kind of invite. Now, it has happened, and I have been pleasured, and I have found some kind of success in that, but it doesn't happen often because I'm careful, because I just have this natural way of getting pussy that you don't have, though you've been listening to me for 25 years, and if you used any of this shit, you'd be fucking getting pussy all the time. Truckloads and truckloads of goddamn pussy. Fucking trainload cars of pussy. Fucking cargo planes with chicks on it parachuting down with pussy wanted from you. Fucking airplanes filled with fucking pussy. You name it. Filled with pussy semi-trucks that normally hold milk, and the milk's been withheld, and it's filled that whole back area with all kinds of pussy coming towards you, 50, 60 women in there. And when you open that train up, all you smell is the concentrated stench of what? Yeah, pussy. So Running Flaps, that's how I met her. It's an Apache Indian. You're probably saying, that's not possible, Norm. The Apache Indians are long gone. There's no Apaches in your goddamn state. Yes, there is. I'm telling you now, there's Apaches in this state. It's 16 million acres, I'm sorry, of fucking woods. This is where they came. They're still living here. Delicious fucking chicks inside a teepee right now, inside this teepee. You know what a teepee is? It represents? The teepee represents a chit. And inside that are titted chicks, not one, but two teepees on her chest. It's a signification. It's an idolization. And that's why they went with a teepee, because they worship the tit just like you and I do. The cans, the fucking jugs. They worship it. These are just teepees. And instead of milk coming out the top, smoke comes out the top. That's how smoking hot it is in there, of chicks that are Indians looking for fucking dick. And they get dick too all the time because it's the real thing. That's how I met Running Flaps, and I fucked her another time too when I had trouble with my clutch on my goddamn my ATV, my Argo Frontier ATV. I had trouble with the clutch. I was working out in the woods. It's jet black. There's no light that comes down because the canopy is so thick, and she appeared out of nowhere handing me a goddamn pair of pliers. I didn't need the pliers, but it was some significant thing she was giving me. It was like, here, I want to help you. Here's the pliers. She doesn't speak English. She just does signs with her hands, moves things with her fingers and shit. You ever see an Apache, a Lux Apache, a 10 or a 12, if there's such a thing? That's how gorgeous she is, using her fingers in front of you. You know what that does to you, man? All you see is the fingers clutching onto your cock. All you see are these beautiful female fingers clutching onto your balls. All you see is her beautiful fingers playing around, fucking around with your goddamn big cum load on top of a Formica counter, and she's playing around with her fingertips. That's what you see when she tries to talk to you, tries to gesture to you with her Apache fingers, man. It's a royal turn on. Royal. And she showed up with these pliers. And I remember this time, it was absolutely beautiful, man. She started to climb up a tree. They're great tree climbers. And when she climbed up on the tree, her leather panties had she had taken off, and she started to lower her cunt and her asshole down to me. It was like an elevator cunt, a cunt elevator that featured her asshole, her brown eye, her fucking dirt hole, and her fucking pussy, and she lowered it down to me while I was under it. Have you ever had any chick do that, man? No. You gotta bust your ass on them to get that. You ever had no pussy lowered down to you? Like it was a pussy elevator with a shithole, a dirt hole, and a cunt lowered down to you while you ate it out, while you listened to the sounds of outdoor nature, while you listened to the pine tree, the big pieces of bark breaking off as she slid down it, while you listened to the dirt below you? You can hear yourself come. You can hear her fucking clit vibrating. That's how quiet and lovely it is. This isn't any kind of a joke or manufacture scheme. Nothing like that. This is real shit. I'm telling you, Running Flaps is sending me smoke signals, and I learned smoke signals from her. And how did I learn smoke signals from Running Flaps? When she's a kind of not a new acquaintance, 2 or 3 years at least I've met her. The smoke signals we learned because we were smoking shit together. We were smoking goddamn stuff I rolled in fucking zigzag rolling papers and pecaning paralyzer 97%. Now this dope is so powerful, so rich. Then when it burns, there's just a there's just a big fog in front of you. That's how thick the smoke is. That's how rich the smoke is. Fucking pecaning paralyzer is only grown in Michigan, 97% THC. And I learned smoke signals while Running Flaps was getting wasted with me, while I was getting wasted with her, while we were inhaling deep amounts of 97% enriched TAC fucking weed while we're doing this. And she showed me smoke signals using the fucking the weed we were smoking, the rolled up zigzag fucking joint, man. And that's what it was. And I learned smoke signals there from Running Flaps, how to read an Apache smoke signal, and then we fucked. That's what a man and a woman does. Once worked at a newspaper, and a woman said to me, she was down in somewhere in a print room or something like that, man, and she said to me, we went out. And the next call I called her, she said, I don't want to go out, Norm. I said, why not? She said, all you want to do is have sex with me. I never understood that. I never let that go. And I said to her, I said, what else does a man and a woman do? If I didn't want to have sex with you, I'd be a fruit. Would you go out with a fruit? So by going out with me, you're admitting you want to go out with a straight man, and a straight man wants to have sex with you. Otherwise, he's a fruit, and you're going to go nowhere with him in any way. I'd explain this shit to her. We never went out again. But I still hear that in my head occasionally. All you want to do is have sex with me.
Hang on, will you?
All you want to do is have sex with me. Have sex with me. Have sex with me. Have sex with me. have sex with me.
Well, that's what gets you. That's what gets you a mortgage. That's what gets you a house. That's what gets you a guy working 70 hours a week, is that. You're not going to get anything from some fruit. He doesn't want to please you. He's not going to buy anything. He's going to give you a Christmas card, and maybe he's going to give you a candy pumpkin at Halloween and a Christmas card. Maybe you'll buy an ornament. What good is that? Can you get the ornament in your cunt? The fucking any of that shit? No, I'm going for the cunt. I'm attacking the cunt because that is my M.O. That's what a man does. So I learned smoke signals from running flaps. Smoking fucking weed, man. Her hips started rocking in front of the fire because her pussy got hot. That juices came through the leather fucking panties that she made from a deer hide. She explained it to me with pictures in her hands. And I started to smell pussy. All natural pussy. Not these fucking flops today. These big jugged zombie idiots walking around, man. You get an electric car so people think I'm successful. She's not successful. The electric car's in her possession 5 months till it's fucking repoed. They don't know what to do. They don't know what they are. They understood they were fucking a fuckhole. You've got your dirt hole. You've got your fucking hole between your legs, your cunt, and your mouth. That you're a bunch of holes that someone wants to stick their cock in. When they realize this, they will start to succeed again. So I started smoking weed, and I learned fucking all kinds of smoke signals. That's how Indians once talked to each other. From long distances, they would see smoke signals. It was like Morse code during the times of the Indian when they were very active, alive, and very relevant. They were sending up smoke signals. They were sending out telegraphic messages. They were sending out all kinds of stuff. Morse code, telegraph. There it was. And I learned this. So while I'm grinding up these fucking crotches, turning them into this powder mixed with this cum in it and dried vaginal juices, shit, perspiration, skin flakes, boogers, who knows what's in it? Because that's what happens when you're fucking. You ever see somebody, have you ever kissed someone, and you're really kissing them deep, and their skull's against yours, and their frontal lobe's there, and your skull's pressed against theirs? While you're kissing, you taste something salty. That's because you're fucking around with her nose, and the shit's breaking up the sides of the walls in her nose, and you're eating her snot. It's not a clean business. It's not a fucking very valuable business, but it is a very thriving business, isn't it? If you've ever kissed anybody at all. So she showed me the signals and what they meant and how they meant and how they worked and how they were generated, how they mattered. And I look out the window and I see smoke signals, and I know it's running flaps, and I right away pop a rod. I pop a rod because I start thinking of the memories I have with running flaps. They're long from over. I'm going to fuck this lady until she's old. That's how quality she is. That's the kind of value she has. I'm going to fuck her till she's old because even old, this lady's got a magic about her, unlike your fat ass fuck walking around the house with her big goddamn feet thumping around the house, commanding you. You know why she walks around the house like that? She's trying to intimidate you, fuck stick. Boom, 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 boom. Walking room from room, walking down her hardwood floors in your old fucking 2 or 3 bedroom ranch. It was made in 1944. And boom, boom, boom. She's intimidating you. She's breaking you down. And she's still got a show going on. She wanted to be a Broadway star. She wanted to be a movie star. She's on top of the stage, which is your floor, man. And she's beating the top of that stage like the leather on top of a snare drum. And she's creating a show, man. Look at my audience of one. Boom, boom, boom. I'm big, man. Big shitting feet. I don't like big feet. Big feet means they're designed, they're showing you that the big feet are going to support this big meat that's going to become her. Big meat, big feet. Big feet, big meat. That's what she's going to become. And you're with her. Look at her come, man. You're paying for the water for her toe jam. You're paying for the nails and the clippers for her toe jam. There she comes, man. She loves you fucking a long time, except she doesn't. Woman can't love you. Not ever. You'll find that out. It's impossible. It's not in her makeup. If you're young enough, they'll jump you again and again and again. Until they get too old and they can't draw anyone in anymore, they'll settle for fucking you, dipshit. You and your house and your Snap-on tools and your Ford 250 that's rusting the fuck out in the driveway as we speak. Fucking Ford 250, fucking Ford truck. They're rusted out in 11 months. You're sitting on a piece of shit. It's a joke. It's an illusion. The only thing that'll last is a goddamn payment book, man. So I learned how to do fucking these smoke signals from running flaps. And what am I reading?
When I'm reading the smoke signals, I'm grinding up these crotches, making a powder to snort for my fucking crotch party, for my fucking my ground up cum party. You want to smoke some cum? You want to snort some cum? And I'm reading these signals and I'm writing them down. Now I'm pretty good because I got a ham radio license and I know how to do Morse code. And I'm writing them down, and eventually what I decide, what I find, what I decode is this. It says that she's found an ancient Indian arrow, in a tree. Now, an ancient Indian arrow, I'm talking fully intact, is priceless. $500,000, $1 million. It's never been found because what happens is they rot out. I'm talking about an arrowhead that has been shot into a tree 200 years ago. It missed its mark. It didn't hit a deer. It didn't hit a bear. It didn't hit a wolverine, the most dangerous animal in the world. And that's our state animal in Michigan. It didn't hit anything. Didn't hit a gopher. Didn't hit whatever he's trying to shoot. It didn't meet that mark. And it went into a tree. The Indian, the real American Indian that lived in Michigan once, it was filled with them from the top to the bottom of the state. They lived here. They owned this state. And the Indian couldn't find that arrow. So he dumped it, the arrow and the quill behind it. I don't remember what they call that, but the arrow was about 2 feet long, 2.5 feet long. That was the arrow. And the arrow was made of wood and it had real feathers on it and it had a quartz arrow head. Those fucking things are priceless. Nobody's ever found one in a tree. And the reason is the thing would rot out. It's exposed to the elements. The wooden stem of it, the shaft of it, it would get water and sun and light and it would rot out. Except in Michigan, it's a totally different thing. The rain is so infused with minerals and then the canopy is so dark in the woods that it didn't have a chance to rot out. The sun didn't overheat it. The sun didn't get hot after a rain. It fossilized itself. This is my premise. This is my theory. It fossilized on it while it was stuck in that tree. And there it sits for 200 goddamn years because it's so dark, the canopy doesn't let any sun in. Because the water's so infused with minerals, it didn't rot. It became fossilized forever in that tree sticking out of it. Now, they're priceless. Absolutely priceless. So I always record her things using a phone. I record her things. I took the phone. I put it on video. And then I recorded the smoke signals to make sure I'm not making a mistake on what she's saying. One other time she did this when she wanted to fuck. And I went there straight away. I got on the Argo Frontier. I floored the thing. I had a Superman cape on. I got my Luger. I got my Glock. I've got all kinds of shit and booze, all kinds of dope. I got my Superman cape on and no underwear. And I got leather shoes on that Running Flaps gave me. She made these things. I love to wear just the Superman cape and nothing else. That's how remote I live. And it's just so damn freeing. The funny thing is that a woman in Manhattan made me this Superman cape and she sent it to me. It was handmade. She made it. And it's got this thing you put around your neck. She was trying to snag your correspondent. It was all beautiful and lovely, and I love the concept. I love the premise, but she just didn't have what I want. She can't live in the goddamn woods. She doesn't have a natural goddamn hatred for all things corporate. She doesn't have a natural hatred for any type of authority. She worked within authority, the confines of authority. She worked within corporate. She worked within a structure. It had no problem on her. Didn't create any problems in her psyche. It didn't do anything to her personally, which made me hate her. But I still like the Superman cape she made. And I never told her any of that stuff. Because that's not what I do. I don't directly say something like that, say, to a chick. I have said many horrible things to people over the years, but not to that chick. She was too goddamn giving. She's the one that sent my ultralight aircraft back from New York. It was all disassembled. It was in a box. I couldn't really use it there. I tried to take off once from Central Park on the Great Lawn. I got in trouble there. So they didn't go for any creative thinking there. As much as they tell you that that's a creative thinking, an open place for writers and imagination and painters, that's fucking long gone, man. Long gone. It's been drowned in a sea of fucking control and regulations and all kinds of other laws. So I decode all this stuff, and it says that she's found an arrowhead in a tree, an old arrowhead. She knows what I'm talking about, which what I told her, because I told her how valuable they were. And as I said a minute ago, they won't rot here if you found one, and they're priceless. I mean, I may never have to do something like this again. If I found something like this to be true, I never have to do this again. Ivory-billed woodpecker, if you get a snapshot of it, $50,000. 10 bags of pussy scalps in fucking in burlap bags, that's worth another $50,000. There's all kinds of gold in these little rivers and streams. I've gleaned $4,000 worth of gold out of these things. Honest to God, it's just unlimited what you can find here, how valuable the things are. If you can find an extinct animal and it's still here lying in some place, a hole in a tiny wall, a hole in a tiny fucking rock wall, a hole in some kind of tiny... If you can find an animal that's fossilized in there or has been mummified, that's extinct, it's priceless, man. The things that I could find here, the things that I could do here, the world that I could change with these findings, and then people wouldn't say, he's just in the woods, man. That sucks dick. But though chicks will go in the woods to fuck you, they'll go camping with you because they're in the early stages or late stages of controlling you, and they want to alienate you from your friends. They want to hypnotize you into fucking and marrying them, and they take you away from your friends. That's the first place a chick goes. You want to go camping? If you ever hear that, get the fuck out of there, fuck stick. Get out of there. You're in bad trouble. Come running to Norman. I'll protect you. I'll inflate you. I'll fucking educate and elevate you. Just come running to Norman. I'm waiting. I dole out fucking advice and consolation all the time. I'm doing that now for you. I don't even know you. What have I made from this? Not a goddamn penny, motherfucker. If I knew where you lived, I'd come to your house with my fucking detective person, and I can't say that here, what could happen. But I'm sure something would happen. I don't know what it is. So, I know that she's told me she's found the arrow with this fucking smoke, with this smoke signal. She's found an arrow. It would be a priceless arrow, and I'm excited as shit. Now, the problem is I got to go out there with this fucking deep woods yard fogger. I don't know if you know what that is. It runs with a propane tank, a cartridge, and it fogs your area. Say you're going to have a party with a bunch of assholes wearing dirty underwear and they just took a dick last night from someone other than their husband. They're smoking coke. They're playing with their pussy all the time, pumping off, coming in their car that they fucking didn't even finance you did. And now they're all together there. Now they're just fucking partying. You say, I don't want mosquitoes to be around, man. Get out the deep woods fogger. It's got the propane cartridge and fog the area and kill all bugs in the area. So they're not bothered, all this fucking hypocritical scum that's at this party to begin with. Just fuck them all, man. Fuck them all and jump them. So I have to get out the yard fogger to tell her I received her message. You turn on the propane tank. You light it up. It's got a little spark arcing thing there. And then the liquid that's in it, it's really a bug killer, has the deepest fog you've ever seen. Like a Hollywood effects fog. And it's for fogging your yard and killing bugs. I respond back to her with 3 fucking round puffs of smoke. They rise up. They're perfectly intact. They're held together. That message received. And I'm excited. I'm really excited. So while the message is received, I think, wow, man, if she's found a fucking arrowhead, this is over. I don't have to do this anymore. This punishment, this prison, I don't have to do this anymore. The fucking money's coming and I'm free, man. There's nothing going to happen ever again. I control all outcomes because why? Because I have the dollars. I have the money to control these outcomes. I'm going to find this arrowhead thanks to fucking Running Flaps, who's one of the best fucks I've ever had with the best bodies I've ever seen. I think, wow, look how it's been delivered to me. It's like a Trojan horse, only it's real, man. It's mine. It's all mine. She loves me in an Apache kind of way, whatever way that is. Is love universal? Does it go all over? Is it universal? I mean, if they love you and they're a different thing, an Apache, an Indian, if they're some, like, can they love you the same? Can a slim love you? Now, when I say slim, I'm talking a Muslim. Can a slim love you who could eagerly cut a fruit's head off, could they love you the same way that the Apache could love me? Is the same way as I've been loved previously, even maybe even loved by you, the same way that I love yourself, that you love me in the same way I love you. And I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm filled with enthusiasm. I'm pumped up. And when I get pumped up, I get filled with enthusiasm. I start smoking shit. I start smoking shit. I might do some fucking LSD. I may be wasted for 2 or 3 days. It's just habits I've taken on and kept on since Vietnam. I remember I was in Vietnam once. I was gone for a fucking week with LSD with this one of the best looking VC bitches I've ever seen. I picked her out of a rice paddy. She was either going to die or fuck me. And what do you think she chose? She wanted to fuck me, and it was basically almost in the rice paddy. I used to be dropped out at 300 feet into the rice paddy, and then I'd find something floating, or you hit a piece of land, and you'd fuck the VC chick you wanted who was tending to the rice paddies. I remember being wasted in this rice paddy mound above the water for forever, man, and I looked down at her pussy, and I saw what looked like maggots on her cunt. I thought, oh no, fucking cunts filled with maggots. You know, flies are attracted to cunts. They just are. And it wasn't maggots. And it was fucking rice, little tiny rices all over her cunt. And I'd been with her and fucking her nonstop. And I thought, that's it. I'm all done, man. She's filled with fucking maggots. She's filled with fucking fly eggs. I just fucked it. What kind of person are you, man? I just kept thinking this over and over, man, swinging a fucking, the gun I had, a 45, swinging to fuck around all over the place. What kind of goddamn person are you? She didn't even wake up. She wasn't used to LSD. She wasn't being used to being drugged for days on end and wasted and out of the system and away somewhere else from this fucking pain. Anyways, I got this message from Running Flaps, and I'm going to try to remember. I'm going to write it down to tell you what I did to find this arrowhead. I'm going to tell you what I did, what involved, what happened, what I did. And I'm going to save that for the next fucking recording on this arrowhead that Running Flaps the Apache told me the location of where the arrowhead is. Where the intact, complete arrow is with a quartz fucking arrowhead sticking in the side of a tree that's worth a fortune. I'm going to be in all the magazines if it's real. National Geographic, Outdoor Weekly, Michigan Outdoors. There's one after a fucking another. Capper's Weekly, some newspaper out west. I'm going to be in every fucking publication with this arrow in my hand that they said is impossible, that they had to rot out. But Michigan is always tops when it comes to taking care of its own. We can grow every vegetable here, every fucking fruit here, except a pineapple or a fucking banana. And they've grown that in labs in Ann Arbor, honest to God, at the college university.
Give me a couple seconds.
And I'm going to that arrowhead, man. I'm going to it. But not before I do some more dope, not before I do a lot of smoking shit, not before I fucking fire up my laptop, which is next to my bed on a table, where I can whack off repeatedly again and again and again. Not before any of that. Maybe I have to go to the bathroom a couple times too. Motherfucker.
You've been listening to the one and only
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder, eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands. They're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange-colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange-colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a million-dollar house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best-looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best-looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Rhonda, how are you? I hope you are well. I am writing to tell you something. You've always been such a good listener. As you know, Halloween was just a few days ago. Rhonda, I found a jack-o'-lantern lying on the side of the road. It was a partially carved jack-o'-lantern. I lifted the lid off the jack-o'-lantern. There was a used rubber inside the jack-o'-lantern. Also inside the partially carved jack-o'-lantern was a pair of heavily stained women's panties. They were covered in cum stains. From here on in, I'll refer to these panties as cum panties. Also, inside the jack-o'-lantern was a broken half rubber dildo and an almost empty 32-ounce jar of vaginal shrinking cream. There were pubic hairs in the cream. The elastic band of the cum panties had been completely torn off, and it looked like someone had pushed a lit cigarette through the panties again and again. The stink of pussy wafting out of the jack-o'-lantern was overwhelming. There was also an empty squirt bottle of tit cleaner inside the jack-o'-lantern. I guess a man and a woman were carving the pumpkin, and they must have got horny, and instead of completing the jack-o'-lantern, they fucked each other. I figure the man and woman jammed the cum panties, creams, and used rubbers inside the partially carved jack-o'-lantern, and then they tossed the jack-o'-lantern out their car window. They were probably on their way to the White Castle restaurant. It's well known that people go to the White Castle restaurant after they fuck. Rhonda, it's nearly impossible to break a dildo in half. I gotta go. I've got shit to do. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister at the jack-o'-lantern double tandem recycling truck. Your big-titted little sister was at the back of the semi-truck showing people how to throw their now-useless jack-o'-lanterns into the huge collection container strapped down onto the bed of the truck. When your big-titted little sister saw me, she got into the semi-truck and she crawled into the sleeper cab. There was a bed inside the sleeper cab that long-haul truckers use. While your big-titted little sister lay on the bed, she took off her shirt, brassiere, pants, and panties, and then she pulled her knees to her ears. When I went into the sleeper cab, your big-titted little sister's cunt and asshole were aimed directly at me. So I ate out your big-titted little sister, and I gave her a rim job. While I was rimming your big-titted little sister, a woman knocked on the door of the semi-truck, and she said,
I know you're in there, and I know what the both of you are doing. You're rimming that American bitch's asshole, and you're eating her stretched out cunt. I want the same thing. I'd like you to rim my British gash, and I would also like you to gnaw on my shithole. I've had it tough while I roam around the USA on a week-long visa. An enraged Muslim man threatened to cut my head off, and a fat, black, ghoulish-looking woman stole my wallet while I was in a supermarket. I also got crabs after I fucked someone in a Burger King bathroom. Let me climb into the sleeper cab with the two of you. Sex me up, American style. Now. Or I'll pull the pin on the hand grenade I'm clutching onto, and I'll toss it into this semi-truck and blow the both of you fuckers up. Rim me and eat me out now.
Attention shoppers, this is Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. Girls, right now at the counter, we're selling dildo glue. It's true, there's no place in the world where you can buy dildo glue. As you are well aware, when a dildo snaps in half, it's over. You'll have to throw the broken rubber dildo out or use the dickhead portion of the dildo on your stepdaughter's young, undeveloped, tight pussy. Though women expect a dildo to be a lifelong friend, it doesn't always work out that way. In the past, I've cut dildos that have broken in half into tiny quarter-inch thick, round, smelly dildo discs. By gluing a brooch pin onto the back of the rubber dildo disc and pinning it onto your shirt, the stench of pussy emanating from the round rubber dildo disc that was once part of a single dildo will work for you in drawing truckloads of dick-starved pussy. Pussy odor on a man draws the ladies in. Women automatically gravitate to the stench of fresh gas. When they smell pussy, they assume a big hot rod is nearby. Women love dick. Sometimes a dildo will bend as you're cramming it into a tight shithole or cunt, and that's when dildos can break in half. No problem, honey. One drop of this space-age glue will make your dildo as good as new. One drop, drill yourself non-stop. You fix that dildo. It wasn't the end for your dildo friend. You're back in business, girl. Good for you. Our amazing dildo glue is only $9.95 per tube. Come on up to the counter and get yours now. Dildo glue is the future! On a side note, my assistant Mandy Phelps has just shit into our wall-mounted office air conditioner. Mandy was trying to cool down the glue on the adhesive strips attached to her maxi pad so that she could extract the maxi pad from her underpants. When the glue is hot, it's gooey. When it's gooey, the glue on the maxi pad adhesive strips gets embedded into the fabric of her panties, making it impossible to remove the blood-soaked pad. While Miss Phelps aimed her ass into the air conditioner cooling vent to freeze the maxi pad glue strips, her asshole suddenly gave way and she shit into the air conditioner. Andy Phelps has irritable bowel syndrome, and she is also extremely horny.
Whenever I shit, I get horny. I think it's because as my shit comes down my large colon, it vibrates my cunt tract. In the female body, the cunt tract and large colon touch each other inside the female torso. I need 5 pounds of ground round lodged inside my cunt every day or I get nervous. I have to get as much dick as I can before I hit menopause because when I enter menopause, I'll be invisible to all men. Look what I did to my boss's wall-mounted air conditioner. Every nook and cranny of the air conditioner is chock full of my shit. I just fucked my boss's TI-30 Texas Instruments calculator. I can't get my pad out. I'm gonna shoot this place up. Die, fuckers.
Attention, maintenance department. Please report to the front desk and bring a holiday time fine-scented aerosol spray can of air freshener along with hazmat cleaning supplies. There's shit everywhere. This has been Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. That is all.
Fuck. 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 Fuck.
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, It's a rupture.